Journal Entry 105. Elise and I spent the rest of the evening at the Spurs campsite with Joshua. We didn't do much of anything except for sit around, talk, and eat great food. Elise spent the evening passed from one person to another. I think she had a great time. What baby wouldn't enjoy all this attention? It was dark before it occurred to me that Elise and I should probably head back to Bear Country. Joshua offered to walk us back. I took him up on the offer, although I was tempted to stay at the Spurs campsite until morning. The only thing that kept me from doing that was I wasn't sure exactly when Casey would be returning. I didn't tell her we were going to spend the day with Joshua. I didn't want her to panic when she realized we weren't in Bear Country. The walk back was nice until we got to the center of town. People were huddled around fire barrels. Nothing looked unusual until you noticed their drunken stupor, odd behavior, and irritability. There were fights happening everywhere. How could I be so blind and not realize the extent of the bliss problem? If this many people are using the drug, why did I not notice? Joshua was just as surprised. There was even a kiosk with the words Bliss in big letters on the front selling the drug. We passed through the center of town as quickly as possible. I don't think I breathed until Bear Country was in sight. I thanked Joshua for walking us home. I offered him a place to stay for the night. He declined. He said he needed to return to the Spurs. I tucked Elise into bed and then went looking for Casey. I couldn't find her anywhere in Bear Country. No one I asked had seen her all day. Maddie.